friend of mine doesn't have a great singing voice. By his own admission, he was singing along with the radio one day. His daughter said, Daddy, you should let it sing all by itself.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
You never know what kids will say. Our son Steve whipped up a green smoothie filled with healthy ingredients, the kind of disgusting things that only health-conscious adults would drink. His 4-year-old son Noah asked if he could try some. Steve grinned and passed the glass to Noah, who took a sip, scrunched up his face as if he'd just bitten into a stink bug, and said, "It tastes like bad guys and floaties." Here are more comedic moments kids have created. Tori says, I once overheard a little girl sweetly tell her mother, "Let's pretend this stick is a magic wand, and when I wave it, everything is beautiful. Even you, Mom." Oh, man. Stephanie says, I was walking past an overgrown hedge with a 4-year-old when I said, "Be careful, there might be a dragon in there." The 4-year-old said, "Miss Stephanie, no one has seen a dragon around here in over 40 years. Catherine's 6-year-old son was asked by a relative what he'd like to be when he grew up. He thought for a few minutes before announcing, "A pelican." Janae's husband used to say to their nephew, "You want a piece of me?" And the two would play box. One day, when their nephew was 4, he approached Janae's husband with his fists up and said, "You want a piece of meat? You want a piece of cheese?" Autumn was tucking in her 4-year-old one evening when the child said, "Mommy, I love you, but we seem to have our differences." Well, he's right. Just try getting 3 of them through a revolving door. It's not easy, kids. Or take them to church with their shoes on the right feet. Looking back, I'm grateful for older people in our lives who lovingly gave us wise parenting advice. One said, "Parenting may be the toughest thing you've ever done, but it's the most worthwhile." Ah, yeah. Here are a few pieces of advice that have stood the test of time. Let them catch you reading the Bible or praying. There are no perfect parents, and that's okay. But show unconditional love and humility when you mess up. Never be afraid to say, "I'm sorry." Make Jesus a real part of your everyday. Talk to him. Talk about him. And as much as humanly possible, show your kids what he looks like by the way you live and love them. Make time for some form of family devotions. Maybe it's one verse and a prayer. But be intentional about bringing Bible-based resources into your home. We have some great ones available at the Laugh Again website. I gotta be honest, there were days our kids were hanging around the house, and I was wondering, is there any hope at all for them? A phone call from a principal, a report card, a comment from an acquaintance. Galatians 6:9 is for parents, I think. Let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Seeds you plant now will grow and bear fruit. Maybe you're a parent wondering if you can handle another snotty nose or sleepless night. Yes, you can. You can. With God's help. No matter what challenge lies ahead before you today, lean on Him. You can do this with the strength He provides. Of course, laughing helps. And few things make me laugh quite like the things kids say. Out of the blue, Noah, the bad guys and floaties 4-year-old, looked at his father and said, "Daddy, I think we should put pepper on Satan's Oreo cookies." Where do kids come up with these things?
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.